there wasn't any blueprints when we started the Land Rover.
Right.
We were just told to do half a dozen of these funny little things, and we didn't know what we were doing.
What the hell is this?
And we found what we said, I suppose it could be stood to be printed. We all our buses by this time had got lovely farms in Scotland and Wales and so on, and we thought when we heard it was going to be a Jeep, that we were making these so that all the buses could have a little workhorse on their farms. But it didn't turn out to be so. After we'd done six, they said, right, do 50. Well, without jigs and tools, any stuff that we'd found and used, it was a very, very big job.
Mm.
But one by one, we did it.
Yes.
And then one day, they brought one of these horrible little monsters and plunked it in the middle of the machine shop for us all to see. And as we are plastered with the media today, with ET, this happened 40 years ago. They put this ugly little thing in the middle of our shop by the side of beautiful, gleaming Rover luxurious cars. Whatever's this? But like ET, it's something we began to love. We got to like it. And when we'd made the 50, they said, right, now we'll start tooling it up. And we got the drawing office people down, and they looked at the stuff we had used temporary. They sometimes thought it was horrible, although it had done the job. They could improve on it. Some that they copied, yes, and bit by bit we tooled up. And this is how we went.